Admirers of the music of Czech composer Antonín Dvořák remembered the great master this week on May the 1st, which marked 103 years since his death here in Prague. A new exhibition has just opened at the Antonín Dvořák Museum in Prague, looking at the composer's relation to the Czech capital, where he lived for almost 47 years. Following Dvořák's Footsteps Through Prague is the title of a recently opened exhibition which invites visitors to take a walk through downtown Prague in search of places connected with Dvořák's life. He lived in 7 different houses, some of which are no longer there. It was in Prague that he was confirmed in the Church of St. Giles, his wedding took place in St. Peter's Church, and his funeral in St. Salvatore's Church in the Old Town. And there are many other places in central Prague, tied both to Dvořák's professional and family life. Jarmila Tauerová of the Antonín Dvořák Museum told me more.
Procházka vede vlastně od
Rudolfína. The walk starts at the Rudolfinum Concert Hall, where he conducted the very first concert of the Czech Philharmonic in 1896. We go past the Dvořák monument in front of the building and continue along Křižovnická street to St. Salvatore's Church. We can stop in Husová street, where Dvořák stayed when he first came to Prague and where he was confirmed in St. Giles Church. That's close to Uhelný trh square, where his first public performance took place. Then we continue along Národní street to the National Theatre and Joffin Island. Then via St. Adalbert's Church, where he played the organ, we continue to Charles Square, where he liked to stroll in the morning and listen to the singing of birds. Having walked past the building in Žitná street where Dvořák lived until his death and which is in bad repair today, we arrive at the Antonín Dvořák Museum. From there we can continue on to Dvořák's grave at Vyšehrad Cemetery.
The exhibition concentrates not only on the life of Antonín Dvořák, but also on the broader cultural and political circumstances of the second half of the 19th century. Dvořák was friends with many protagonists of the Czech national revival, such as politician and ethnographer Vojta Náprstek and politician František Ladislav Rieger.
On our walk, we can also pay a visit to the memorial to František Palacký and František Ladislav Rieger in the latter's former apartment, with the furniture left as it was when Dvořák used to call. There is also a piano which Dvořák used to play. Last but not least, I would recommend visitors to go and see the Langweil model of Prague at the Prague City Museum, which portrays Prague just before Dvořák came to the city.
Has changed in the Czech capital since Dvořák's times. 2 of the theatres where his works were performed have been demolished, only 3 of the houses in which he lived have been preserved to this day, and a railway station in Prague's Vinohrady district where he train-spotted has disappeared as well. All those places are shown in photographs at the Antonín Dvořák Museum at Villa America in Prague too. They portray places where the composer worked and spent his free time. On display are also some of Dvořák's personal belongings, such as walking sticks and neckties. The exhibits have been borrowed from a number of museums and also from Dvořák's heirs.
There are many interesting exhibits, like Dvořák's own fortepiano, Dvořák's gown, in which he was promoted to Doctor of the Music Honoris Causa in Cambridge, and there are also some pictures and furniture which was in Dvořák household.
Jan Dehner of the Dvořák Museum describes the part of the exhibition following Dvořák's footsteps through Prague, located in Villa America.
It's divided in four parts, and the first one is concerned with the growing of Prague, which became the cultural city from the provincial city before. The second part is concerning with the places where Dvořák lived. There is also a documentary of places which are connected with Dvořák's professional activities. He was a viola player in the Permanent Theatre Orchestra. He was an organist, and he was later, as a famous composer, he was a conductor of his own compositions. And of course, there are many pictures of Prague churches where Dvořák was going to pray. And there is, of course, also a part which documents Dvořák's interest in railway. There are very interesting pictures of former railway station of Franciscus Josephus I. Today it's Prague main railway station.
It is said that it was the sound of trains that inspired Antonín Dvořák to write his short piano piece Humoreska, composed during his stay in the United States. For the complete experience, visitors to the Dvořák exhibition in Prague can also enjoy live concerts at the Antonín Dvořák Museum at Villa America. They are held twice a week on Tuesdays and Fridays throughout the summer season. The exhibition, following Dvořák's footsteps through Prague, will be open until April 14, 2008.